Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
And now the 0-2 pitch. And a fly ball right center field. Going back on it is Carter. Track wall. There's number 200 for Gary Sanchez. A two-run shot for the Kraken, his 11th of this season. And a milestone homer for the veteran backstop.
Always appreciate a good Kraken call there. That was in Sunday's loss to the Rangers, but the Brewers take the series. And we head down to Chicago tonight. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio, in with us this morning. Hey, Dom.
Good morning.
200 for Gary. Let's do that first, and then let's get into the Cubs a little bit.
Doscientos, man. That's a heck of a career. There's not many catchers that have 200 homers in their big league career. I mean, it's a quiet milestone. Look, most catchers don't hit even 150. You know, 100 homers is a great career. 200, Gary, he's been around. He's been around the block. He knows what he's doing.
It sounded like, and Murph said he's seen, the response in the dugout was as positive or excited for any guy as you could imagine.
You know, I think when I talk to people around the league and when they ask me about the team and they ask me about Gary Sanchez, when if he's catching whatever, I'm like, I need you guys to understand, the team loves Gary Sanchez. Like, he is a clubhouse guy through and through. And people can say things about his defensive abilities or his catching abilities.
Or his ABS.
Or his ABS challenges.
Gary
sometimes
can't win a challenge, I tell you.
But man, he is beloved in that clubhouse and he loves them back. He's carved out a really niche, nice career.
Before we get to Chicago, concerns about Dustin May, or is this still, he'll get his act together?
I think it's fair to be concerned given there's so little time in the calendar to get him right. He's probably only got four more starts, most likely four or five more starts. So the way I look at it is, I said it in my post game yesterday, there's no rule that says your starter on August 29th that gave up, you know, four runs has to start a playoff game. I think the Brewers can get very creative with what they want to do with Dustin May. Maybe if he has to start a postseason game, it's he goes once through the order, and now maybe there's a bunch of lefties in there. Then you send out DL Hall, and then now maybe you flip the lineup card back over. Now it's a bunch of right. Like, you can get creative. No one says your starter has to go nine innings in the postseason, and your fourth starter, let me remind you, he's your fourth starter.
So Brewers and Cubs tonight, first in a four-game set, and then the Cubs will come back to American Family Field a little bit later this month, or I guess in September. Dom, how does the team not treat this like more than it is? Because it's four games, and it all comes out in the wash. However, there is that value added of it being the Cubs.
It doesn't matter what the other jersey says. In the words of Pat Murphy, win tonight. Just win tonight. That's all he cares about. It just so happens to be against the Cubs. And I think, I talked about this again on postgame, that all the pressure is on the Cubs. Like, they need every single one of these games. That doesn't mean you're going to take it easy. Doesn't mean you're going to rest on your laurels or anything like that. But the reality of the situation now, that the Brewers have put the hay in the barn, as we've talked about a couple of months ago, that they have now gone 11-5 over their last 16 games. That goes back to that getting swept against the Padres since that day. And they've gained ground. Remember, we're all freaking out like, oh gosh, no, three game lead. Here come the Cubs. We come home. Nope. They extended the lead again. So the reminder of it all, the Brewers can split and lose a series, right? All they got to do is 3-4 against Chicago, and they win the tiebreaker. They really have things going in their direction.
Chicago's a weird team.
Very weird.
Very hot and cold. For a veteran team, you'd think they'd be more consistent.
With the MVP in Pete Crow Armstrong. Yeah. I mean, he is my MVP right now. I mean, I don't think Shohei's going to pitch again the rest of the season. I mean, Crow Armstrong's on pace for a 40-40 season as the best defensive player in baseball. That is an MVP. And on top of all that, their pitching staff is all over the place. I mean, I always laugh because I think people tell on themselves when they say, oh, well, the Cubs won the trade deadline. They had a way better trade deadline than us. I'm like, well, you know why they had a better trade deadline than you? Because they needed three starting pitchers, three relievers, and another pitcher. Like, they needed all that because of their roster being flawed. Now, every team goes through injuries, of course. And the Brewers are going to see, of these four games, three of those trade acquisitions this week. And I think that the way that I look at the Cubs, they're still a high-quality team. I mean, when they get Dansby Swanson back at the end of the season, they have some injuries in the back end of their bullpen right now. Palencia's still warming up. Webb's been in a weird funk. They're still a very scary, serious team in October. So the National League is going to be a bloodbath coming up, and I just hope the Brewers are out in front of it.
You say Fireball's on the hill tonight?
Yeah,
Kyle, that's our name for Kyle Harrison, by the way.
Fireball.
You can use that.
Okay.
So when do we see... trying to get the rotation set. We'll see Mizorowski down there in one of these games.
It will
be
Harrison tonight.
Okay.
Robert Gasser tomorrow. Miz on Wednesday, and then Henderson on Thursday.
And all night games.
Is this something where we need to start being concerned about how Miz, with his follow-through, goes deep down the pitcher's mound, and in some of these locations on the road? I don't want to accuse anybody of doctoring up their mound, mm-hmm. but maybe at best they're not taking as good a care of it as we are here at American Family Field. Is that something to be concerned about on some of these road games at all for Miz?
I think for moving forward, especially in October, you know, when Major League Baseball gets a lot more eyes on it, and obviously he's a prized commodity, that you have the right, and he has shown that right, that, hey, I want the mound fixed. You are allowed to do that as a big leaguer. Murph's talked about that last year. He wouldn't have asked for that. Now this year, he's like using, hey, I need to get this right. This is how I pitch, and I shouldn't have to change how I pitch because every mound is supposed to be standardized. Shout out to Ryan Woodley and the team here in Milwaukee because that mound is perfect. He has said so. And it takes a long time for that clay to accumulate. For people who don't know, what happens on a big league mound is that there's a layer of topsoil. You know, that's the dirt that you see. Then it's clay underneath that. But if that clay gets broken up underneath, it's just more dirt, which is why he slides. So there's months and months of clay built up where Miz is landing here, whereas other teams that don't have guys that stride that long, there aren't months of clay built up. So I'm not worried about it.
I don't know. I started looking at it as if I'm the visiting or if I'm the home team hosting the Brewers. I trick it out like Ryder Cup. You know, when you're the home course, you can change
but,
it.
But then if I'm this, I'm like, all right, cool, you got to change it right back. I mean, okay, that's the thing. Right. There is no reason to do all that because you have that power as a pitcher. I'm so excited, man. I mean, I tweeted this last night, too, that the NL Central could have the Cy Young Award winner in Jacob Mizorowski, the MVP in Pete Carl Armstrong, and the Rookie of the Year in Sal Stewart with the Cincinnati Reds, and maybe, World Series champion Milwaukee Brewers, and maybe even Pat Murphy winning a third straight Manager of the Year. NL Central's place to be.
They can't give it to Murph 3 years in a row.
I don't think they will.
No.
Why not?
Not little old Milwaukee, right?
It would be amazing, but I think it's between him and Walt Rice right now.
Dominic Catronio, host of Brewers Innings, Brewers and Cubs. What time did you have it? 6:40?
6:40 first pitch.
Next three nights, 6:15 on Thursday.
Yeah, because you just want to change it up.
Fox National TV. Blame them.
Very good. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
10 minutes to 9. Thanks, Dom.